afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the subdivision committee meeting for Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. My name is Lori Alonso. I am the zoning administrator. Oh, but I'm here at the subdivision committee. I am the subdivision committee chair. So, been wearing so many dual hats lately that, you know, why not just add that one to the agenda as well. So, anyway, so I will do a roll call and hopefully you all will introduce yourself as subdivision committee member and like get a little background about where you're from. That's also open. So, to my right.
I'm Lily Sandberg. I'm the vice chair and I'm part of OC Survey.
Judy Kuhn, part of OC Development Services on behalf of OPW.
Eric Cole, representing OC Parks.
Brian Perna with OC Development Services. Brian.
So we do have a quorum, so we can certainly go ahead and move. I'm going to just do a couple of just administrative items. We are back having an in-person meeting, so therefore the agenda went out with the location of the County Administrative South Building. There was no link added for the public because due to the to be consistent with AB 361, one of the amendments to the Brown Act on having telecommunity meetings versus in-person meeting, that would be a future agenda item that we can certainly discuss at the end of this meeting, but we would have to put it on the agenda for a vote and then in-person meeting after we make the findings could happen again. So just kind of, I know that came up in some discussions with my colleagues here in the commission, so wanted to be sure that we'd set some time on that at the end if we wanted to. For those of you that are in the room today, I think there's some extra staff reports. Yes, to my left, your right, if you're in the audience. Printed copies. Thank you to our lovely Sharon Gilliam, our secretary, who chose not to introduce herself today. So I will do that on her behalf. She also is the Planning Commission Secretary and the Administrative Secretary, just for the record. Just giving you some levity for this meeting today. Okay. So if you do wish to speak on a matter not appearing on the agenda, you would have to do so at the end of the meeting, but we are only allowed to take action on agendized items. We have one public hearing on the agenda today. So that's pretty much all of the administration. I do have a hand, Ms. Gilliam. Yes.
Oh, no, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. Any additional administrative items? Or?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to the minutes of the August 18th meeting. So if my colleagues could take a look at the minutes, it looks like we do have a quorum of who was in attendance at the last meeting. So if someone would like to make a motion or make some comments, please do so. Now would be the time.
I'll make a motion. Judy Kim making a motion to approve the minutes for the meeting of August 18th, 2021.
I'll second.
So I'll put it out to a vote. All in favor? We were at the last meeting. Say aye. And hearing no nays, the motion has passed. The minutes of the August 18th, 2021 meetings have been approved. So that brings us to our discussion item on the agenda. So we have one item, a public hearing for vesting tentative track map 19149. The applicant, Rancho Mission Viejo, looks like Agent Jay Bullock is in the room with us today. And we have Mr. Robert Zagara presenting. So if you would, Mr. Zagara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Robert Zagara. I'm the staff planner for the Land Development Section of OC Development Services. And I will be presenting vesting tentative track map 19149. The project site is located in the southeastern portion of unincorporated Orange County in subarea 3.2A of the Ranch Plan Plant Community in the Fifth Sub-Resorial District. The applicant, Rancho Mission Viejo, requests approval of e-vesting tentative track map 19149, which is located on lots 25 through 37. Lot YZAAEENJJ of A track map 17932. This vesting tentative track map represents the first of four B maps proposed in subarea 3.2A of the branch plan. The proposed track map is a subdivision of a 9.1 acre site into a total of 73 legal lots, which encompasses 37 numbered lots for plan concept two-family duplex dwellings, 15 numbered lots for plan concept single-family detached dwellings, 6 lettered lots for usable project open space, 13 lettered lots for private alleys, and 2 lettered lots for landscape slopes and open space areas, with pedestrian and vehicular access to the track being provided via Sunrise Road and New Public Street. The track map has been designed to create individual lots for plan concept single-family dwellings and two-family duplex dwellings oriented around private alleys. The residential lots will range in size from 2,894 square feet to 6,518 square feet, and the project will have a net residential density of 13.17 dwelling units per acre. This is in compliance with the Ranch Plan Alternative Development Standard D-8, which allows for planned concept residential lots greater than 3,000 square feet if the project has a net density greater than 8 dwelling units per acre. Internal access for the track will be provided via Sunrise Road, which is a public cul-de-sac street that runs through the track. Private alleys provide direct access to the individual units and have been designated as lots A through M. Lettered lots P and Q have been designated for landscape slopes, and lots N, O, and R through U have been designated for usable project open space for the tract. The applicant has provided a copy of the Orange County Fire Authority's Fire Master Plan, service request number 293585, approved on December 3rd, 2021. OCFA has reviewed the proposed project and has concurred with the proposal. OCFA and OC Development Services Land Development will continue to coordinate necessary planship reviews during the permitting and construction process to ensure establishment of SC Tentative Track Map 19149 in compliance with the associated fire safety and fire protection requirements. Copies of the tentative map application submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants, including Land Development, Traffic and Development, Inspection Services, Operations and Maintenance, Building and Safety, OC Survey, and the Orange County Fire Authority. Through collaborative effort with county staff, the applicant adequately addressed all comments, and as of writing the staff report, no further comments have been received by any county divisions. A notice of public meeting was mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site on January 7, 2022. Additionally, notices were posted at the project site, at the Orange County Hall of Administrations and at the County Administration's South Building, as required by established public posting procedures, and no public comments have been received to date. The proposed project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, certified on November 8, 2004, and subsequent addendums 1.0, addendum 1.1, Planning Area 2 Addendum, and Addendum 3.1. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the Orange County 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual Section 13.1 for projects where a previous environmental document is already in place, and further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for proposed E-Tentative Track Map 19149. Upon review of the subject submittal, staff reports approval of the applicant's proposed vesting tentative track map 19149 pursuant to the Orange County Subdivision Code, Orange County Codified Ordinances, Subarticle 5, and therefore Land Development recommends that the Subdivision Committee take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. And this concludes the staff presentation, and staff as well as the applicant are available for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Zavara. I guess I'm a little spoiled because we usually have the exhibit up on the wall or in the presentation.
I think we're going to try to work that out for the next meeting.
Yeah, maybe we should do that in the future. It's just kind of nice, especially when you also always provide that where this fits in with the future of the upcoming additional track map that we might see before us. Before I open the public hearing, do any of my colleagues and subdivision commanders have any comments or questions at this time? I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing. So I see that we do have Mr. Jay Bullock in the room. Would you like to speak to this item?
Yes, can everybody hear me okay from where you're at? Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the commission. I'm here on behalf of Rancho Mission Viejo, the current landowner. We're in the process of selling this parcel and one just to the west of it to Lennar Homes. And so they will be the builder of these homes. And I'm also representing, all the landowners within 300 feet of this property, which is Rancho Mission Viejo. And I'm also representing Lennar here today. And so thank you, Mr. Zagara, for an excellent staff report indicative of the work the staff has done to get us to this point. I just had one question because I know the chairman will ask me if we agree with the conditions of approval. I don't think I ever saw the conditions of approval. If you could maybe just, not the standard conditions, but if you could just remind me of which additional conditions there might be, I can give an okay to that, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Bullock, you have not memorized the 575 conditions of approval that are.
I think there's over 600, and I have, okay. And then there are the, seven conditions that are standard with each map. And it doesn't appear, Robert, that there are any additional conditions.
No, for this map, there was no additional conditions that need to be addressed.
Okay, thank you.
Standard, yeah.
So that is the answer to the question I'm sure you'll ask me, which is that the ranch and Lennar accept the conditions of approval. And then just for everybody's help on the staff report, there is an exhibit that shows where this particular parcel is. And if you recall, not long ago, we were going through the process of the four builders and 7B tentative maps in Survey 3.1, and that's just to the south. If you see the location of this particular map, the map just to the south across Saddle Way is Tri-Point MR-21, and those, that map and the ones equal to and further south of that, that's 3.1, including Pulte. Then just a kind of a precursor here, hopefully at our next meeting we will be in early February, we'll be talking about the other three maps in Subarea 3.2A, that's the AQ-22 Lennar, the MR-45 TrueMark, and the MR-41 TriPoint projects. And then, Madam Chair, just for your future agendas on the zoning administrator, you'll be seeing this project that we're talking about today and the other Lennar project ZA required approval due to site-specific alternative standards.
Well, thank you. We do miss your large presentation board as well. In the old days, we used to have those big maps that came in, but no. Mr. Zagar has always done a great job by putting those exhibits inside the staff report and incorporating those. I do appreciate it. And also, previous meetings, we've been able to display them. Since I think this will be our new home again for a while, we do have the ability as well to use the technology program. And so I think we can do that in future meetings. Has no bearing on the approval of this map or not approval of this map or consideration. Just wanted to highlight the positives of how well you guys always present the information that's very thorough for us as community members to act upon. I do have one other just clarification. Now that you kind of seen the conditions of approval, you kind of open yourself up for this one, so I just want to ask to make sure that you are familiar with all the alternative development standards that you guys have put on this map. There's quite a few, and I don't know if those are just more your standard, but since fire is not here today, I understand they have reviewed and approved the fire master plan, and there's quite a lot of items that are kind of related to the streets and the access and the doubling up on the loaded streets and the curb returns and all that. So I just want to be certain that you're aware with all of these, even though they're not conditions of approval, they're definitely items on the map that need to play out in the future development and construction. So.
Sure, appreciate the question. Yes, we cooperated with MNR to make sure that all of these EDS are acceptable to not only to us but to the county staff, and that has been part of staff's review and approval of both the tentative track map and the site development permit.
Okay.
And OCFA's review also.
Okay, thank you for that.
Sure.
I see no other people in the room as a public, so I can go ahead and close the public hearing. I turn the item and questions and comments over to my colleagues. If you want to have any questions or staff, or actually, we're going to have to
No questions from OC Parks. We reviewed the staff report in its entirety. So no questions or comments, and we support the proposal.
From planning, took a review of the report. Paul was a well done thorough report. No additional questions or comments.
No additional questions.
Alrighty, well, hearing from my colleagues, do we have a motion? Do you want to make a motion on this project?
I'll make a motion to approve the project as presented in the staff report.
And do I have a second?
A second.
So there's a motion and a second, so all in favor?
Aye.
And bring the names, please. The motion, the item has been approved, and nice job to the applicant and to county staff for bringing that forward. You do have an appeal period, as you know, so please be aware of that before you move forward on other approvals or request for approval. So that basically brings us to the part of the agenda where there's public comments for any off-agenda item. Well, there's no one in the room from the public. I do know that an item was brought up by our team member, so I wanted to take a few minutes if anyone has any questions on or discussion or comments on the ability to meet in person versus the ability to telecommute or reinstate telecommuting or public meetings online. I guess that's how you would say.
Yeah, I would say I would fully support, you know, a virtual option. I just don't know enough about our, you know, I don't know if we're just simply following the board's direction in terms of, I know they're back to meeting in person, so I don't know what you're doing with, you know, like zoning administrator. I assume you're probably back in person as well. Are we required to follow the board's protocol? I don't know any of those answers, but would support a virtual option in the future.
Agreed, if it's feasible and we're allowed to do so, I think having the option for virtual attendees is always good to have.
I would support a virtual format. I know there's been some new regulations that have come from the state level that require county council to help interpret. Since certain things are back in play to accommodate that, I would be supportive too.
So just a little bit of, I'll do my best to answer some of the questions and comments and then just kind of a little bit of background. So Brian and I kind of, we definitely were on a, this issue came up at the Planning Commission as well. The same question kind of asked, would we be able to go back? So what happened with the governor's order, if you had a meeting and you were doing it telecommuting and this order expired, as long as you put it on your agenda to vote as a committee, we could keep the telecommuting going. Since we have really not met, and that was kind of the question for council was, how do we put it on that agenda if we weren't meeting on a regular basis for every 30 days? So there's a clause in there that speaks to the 30 days that if you discontinue for 30 days. So Jay Bullock in he was a prior DPRC meeting. He was actually active when we did this with DPRC. where we actually were able to put it on the agenda and they voted every month, so we've been able to continue it. But since once it becomes discontinued, then you have to make a new finding to ask, basically to vote on, make the finding that it is safer due to COVID, you know, whatever our recommendations as a committee. We can certainly do that, probably like a one-page staff report with some findings. County Council has offered to assist, if that was our direction to do that, because they offered to assist on Planning Commission, since I sit on that thing, right? Sit on that board as well, right now, we could probably, I'm sure they would support us as a department anyway. So it sounds like what I'm hearing from all of you, that is our desire to do. I know we can't really take a formal action because it's not agendized, but it is something that can take back as a committee. And then on the next time that we meet, we can certainly agendize the item in response to your, but then just keep in mind it won't take effect until the following meeting. So we have to make the finding, make the action to do it continuously. And then that's the piece I need to get a little more clarification from our council, because there is a clause in there that says once you don't meet for 30 days, then you have to do the whole thing over again. So since we're a committee that doesn't always meet every 30 days, I would look to their interpretation of how we enact it. I think Brian,
I was gonna say in relation to that, and other, at least with the previous order from the governor's office, my understanding was even if you don't have a public hearing item, as long as the committee meets to make that action, even if there's nothing else on the agenda, that can be done essentially to continue forward. So I think the requirement is, and yeah, I think we'll need clarification from county council on it, as long as we meet every 30 days and make at least that one recommendation, basically pass that one recommendation every 30 days, that we're able to continue whether or not there's an item or not. But if we lapse, then it's passed in person.
Okay, no, that makes sense. And then we just have to have a form for that. So we would, if this is our desire, we might want to just think of that kind of something that we would want to do. The other thing, we can always add things like Brown Act training or even study sessions that don't have to be public hearing items, but just an open public meeting on how we conduct our business. We have a lot of training opportunities there as well. So I like where you're going with that. I'm just gonna read to you guys, because it said here, in order to continue holding virtual meetings with the BCC,
Boards, committees, and commissions.
Thank you, Sharon. Would you, Ms. Stone, would you say that one more time?
Boards, committees, and
boards,
missions.
Committees and commissions, yes. So it would say no, make the findings no later than 30 days after the trial conference meeting and every 30 days therefore after. So we kind of already broke that 30 days, but to Brian's point, we could meet, you know, kind of draw straws who would come to me or did that, or, you know, make it something that's more of interest to everyone. I'm sure applicants would be excited that they would have more opportunities to put things on agendas if they can meet their deadlines to get through our meeting. So so I'll take that kind of as a chair action item back. And Brian and I know we have a meet with our county council on Monday.
Correct.
So we can certainly bring that up in that forum as well. And if anyone's interested in meeting with county council or more detail, you just reach out to myself and Sharon, and we'll get you guys on that call as well. I do want to say, Mr. Hall, thank you so much for bringing up the hazmat issue. Sounds like Fire Authority would also probably be in that same vein. The last thing you mentioned was, do we follow the order of the board? Probably, if directed, we would have to, but at this point we have no like clear-cut direction from the board that says our committees have to follow what they're doing. An example of that is DPRC. Each board is appointed by the, in that case, they're a board appointed committee, but they're making their own votes on how they do this thing. So right there's a good example of kind of a way we can follow, a method we can follow. So again, thank you for raising the question. I hope my answer was succinct. And when I responded to you, because there was nothing I could do at that time because we were getting too close to the meeting. But I think the Fire Authority would also, I'll speak on their behalf, I think they would also lean on that since Todd was unable to form the meeting today. Anything else on that?
No, thank you
for having me. I've been going to a lot of meetings and I've been getting action items. I'm just not sure I need to get delegated. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm happy to do something that will help us all out, especially with the state visitors that we have. Again, thank you all for wearing your masks and following the proper protocol in this building. It's been really high importance to all of us as we go through something that none of us, well, now we're kind of getting a little more used to, but it's certainly 2 years ago, who would have thought we'd still be here. So that's all I've got for today. So unless anyone else has anything else you wish to bring up on non-agenda items, okay. Well, again, thank you so much, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Congratulations again to the item that was on the agenda today. And with this, I will adjourn the meeting to the next, sounds like we will be meeting then for the Orange County Subdivision Committee, which is scheduled for February 2nd. So please, we'll be taking at least the technology for that. Okay. Thanks, everyone.